Clyde Pelkinen here in the studio of Bible Students Radio, broadcasting today about the good news of the happy God. There's a lot of things that money can't buy. Our society, as with many throughout the world and across the span of time, places great emphasis upon power and security of money. Paul, however, reminds us that we brought nothing into this world, and it's certain that we can carry nothing out, and that they who desire to be rich fall into temptation and a trap and into many foolish and hurtful lusts which drown men in destruction and perdition. And therefore, Paul reminds us not to trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God who gives us richly all things to enjoy. Among our greatest possessions are those that we can't even hold in our hands. There's many things that money can't buy. It can't buy you peace, happiness, joy, or true security. With the backdrop of such capitalistic success that our society is known, and in the face of such unsettled financial stability, we need to look beyond the mere excesses of materialism and cast our eyes upon those things which are of true and lasting value. Those things which are outside of the realm of checkbooks and portfolios. The greatest example that I can think of is Calvary. Think of Calvary there. The greatest value of human history, where the Son of God laid down his life for you and I. How much would Christ's work have cost if we had to pay for it? It's an absurd question, isn't it? Oh, you know, the credit card commercial says priceless. Oh, this is beyond the value that man can put on anything. What God did for us in his Son at Calvary, how much would it have cost you to buy the love of God? How much would it cost to acquire righteousness? How much to obtain stock, enough stock to be a joint heir or a co-possessor with the Son of God? Peter says, "For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things such as silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Christ." You know, there may be a lot of things that you and I don't have. Don't fret about it. Don't be worried about the things that you don't have. Look beyond and see all the glorious, priceless, unpurchasable things that God has given to us freely. In a world of make-believe, don't get discouraged by the vanity of vapor and shadows. They're all so temporary. Keep your eye on the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Now, a little music for your edification and enjoyment. Here's Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver singing "Treasures Money Can't Buy."
While driving one day through the quiet countryside, an old man was walking, so I offered a ride. His face was all wrinkled, his hair turned to gray, and these are the words that he had to say. I may look like a beggar, but I'm rich as a king. What I have in my heart gives me reason to sing. I'm a joiner with Jesus, so why should I sigh? For these are the treasures that money can't buy. Money is worthless when a soul is at stake. If gold bought redemption, how much would it take? But he loved me and saved me, and I can't explain why. And these are the treasures, these are the treasures that money can't buy. and you notice they're torn. Well, I've a new royal garment that's never been worn. And the cabin I live in is home till I die. But I've a mansion in glory that money can't buy. Money is worthless when a soul is at stake. If gold bought redemption, how much would it take? But he loved me and saved me, and I can't explain why. And these are the treasures, these are the treasures that money can't buy. Yes, he loved me and saved me, and I can't explain why. And these are the treasures, these are the treasures that money can't buy.